Welcome, little ones, to Bedtime Stories with Nana Shell. I hope you've had an amazing day, and I'm so excited to be able to read to you a bedtime story tonight. Now make sure you've brushed your teeth and you've got your pajamas on. Tuck yourself into bed and rest your head on your pillow, and let's dive into a story to wish you good night.
Which is which? Once upon a sleepy time, Zoe and her friends came up with a plan to trick everyone while trick-or-treating. Let's begin.
Listen, everybody, said Zoe. I have a terrific idea for our Halloween costumes.
Elmo was thinking of being a monster, said Elmo.
Don't joke me, Elmo, said Zoe. You are a monster.
Oh, right, said Elmo.
Elmo will have to think of something else.
Let's all go dressed as witches, said Zoe.
It'll be the trick part of the trick or treat, Zoe explained.
No one will be able to tell who's who because we'll all be dressed the same.
That will be a good trick, said Grover. We will fool everybody.
Right, said Zoe. No one will be able to tell which is which.
Zoe, Elmo, Telly, Grover and Harry worked hard on their costumes. They made long black capes and pointy hats. They found frizzy fright wigs, warty noses and, of course, some brooms.
On Halloween, five witches set out to go trick-or-treating.
Their first stop was the lobby of the Furry Arms Hotel.
Trick, they said to Sherry Netherland.
What about the treat? She asked.
First comes the trick, said one of the witches.
Guess which witch is Grover?
Sherry pointed to one of the witches.
Is it you?
No, cried the five witches.
Well, you sure tricked me, said Sherry. And she gave each of them a candied apple.
The elephant elevator operator couldn't guess which witch was Telly.
So he gave each of the witches a bag of peanuts.
Up and down Sesame Street went the five witches. At every stop they tried their trick, but no one could guess which witch was Telly or Grover or Zoe or Elmo or Harry.
Their trick-or-treat bags were getting heavier and heavier.
This is the best Halloween ever, said Zoe, and she spun around swirling her long black cape.
Harry and Telly laughed in a cackling witchy way.
Elmo and Grover pretended they were riding their brooms.
Their next stop was Oscar's trash can.
Trick, they cried.
Oscar peered from under his trash can lid.
What kind of trick? He asked suspiciously.
Guess which witch is Harry, said the five witches.
That's easy, said Oscar. Let me see your feet.
Oscar guessed that the witch with the big blue feet was Harry.
Grover is the one with the little blue feet, he said.
Bright pink feet? That has to be Telly.
The one with the little red feet could only be Elmo, and that leaves one witch with orange feet, which must belong to Zoe.
You're right, said the five witches.
Of course I'm right, said Oscar.
Grouches are grouchy, not stupid.
Now I don't have to give you a treat.
Oh, come on, Oscar, complained the five witches.
Grumble all you want, said Oscar.
It's music to my ears.
Just remember that it's trick or treat, not trick and treat.
You're right again, the five witches said sadly, and they began to walk away.
Okay, wait, Oscar called after them.
Because I'm such a big-hearted grouch, I've changed my mind.
He disappeared inside his trash can and returned a minute later with a platter of little sandwiches.
Here's your treat, he said, but first I have a trick for you.
Guess which sandwich is which.
Do you have peanut butter and jelly? Asked the witch with the little red feet.
That is Elmo's favorite.
No, said Oscar, but I do have chocolate and tuna fish, sardine and garlic, and eggplant and prune.
Yuck, said the five witches.
What's the matter? Asked Oscar. I thought witches would like sandwiches for a treat.
Well, said Zoe, I guess this time the trick is on us.
And that is the story about how Zoe and her friends came up with a plan to trick everyone while trick-or-treating.
Big Bird's Red Book. Once upon a sleepy time, Big Bird enjoyed showing his readers what the color red looks like in this red giggle-inducing story. Let's begin.
This book is going to be about things that are red, like,
red things.
To start off, I'm going to show you what the color red looks like. I've got something red right here in this bag.
Something red. That's funny. I know I put something red in here this morning.
Red is a very, very beautiful color. I think you're going to like it.
Meanwhile, in the background, a red car crashes into a red apple cart.
Just hold on a minute. I know there's something red in here somewhere.
Oh dear. A red tow truck has pulled up. Another red car has passing by, and all the red apples are rolling along the road.
I seem to have some birdseed in here, but birdseed isn't red.
Meanwhile, a red marching band is now coming down the street.
Hey, none of this stuff is red.
Oh my gosh, in the background, Little Red Riding Hood has even joined the scene, and the little red door.
I wonder what happened. I was sure I put something red in this bag.
Oh my gosh, now Santa's there in his red sleigh.
And the Queen is coming through and she's got red petals being thrown out in front of her.
I guess this is the wrong bag. Golly, I must have put all the red things in some other bag.
Didn't I have another bag with me a few minutes ago?
No, wait a minute. Maybe that was yesterday.
Say, I'm really sorry. I'm afraid this book hasn't been as interesting as I'd hoped.
Squash. Oh my gosh, what is that?
That's funny. That bag was full of tomatoes. I wonder why anyone would leave a bag full of tomatoes on this bench.
I think that might have been the bag he was looking for.
And that is the story about Big Bird showing his readers what the color red looks like.
Bible Stories of Boys and Girls. Once upon a sleepy time, there was a book of exciting Bible stories about kids not so different from themselves. Let's begin. Rebecca at the Well. Rebecca was a girl who lived long ago in a sun-baked city on the plains. Each evening she went out with her pitcher on her shoulder to draw fresh water from the well. One evening she met a stranger from afar sitting wearily at the well. He had made his camels kneel beside him, for they were tired and thirsty too.
"Let me please drink a little water from your pitcher," the stranger said to her.
"Drink, sir," said Rebecca, lowering her pitcher.
Then she drew more water for the camels to drink.
"Is there room in your father's house for me to spend the night?" the stranger asked Rebecca. It was the custom in those days to take travellers in.
Rebecca led him to her father's house, and they made him welcome there.
Then the man told them that the Lord had sent him to find a wife for a fine young man. Now he knew that Rebecca was the girl,
for she had been so kind to him. He gave her jewels of gold and silver, for Rebekah had been chosen by the Lord. Joseph and his dreams. Joseph was the favorite son of his father. He had a coat of many colors, finer by far than any of his brothers had. His brothers did not like that. When they all went out to feed their father's flocks, Joseph would go home and tell tales about the brothers, and they did not like that, you may be sure. Then Joseph dreamed proud dreams in which he ruled over his brothers, and he told them all of his dreams. This made his brothers angrier than ever, and they plotted together against him. At last they decided to sell him as a slave, and many long years did proud young Joseph work and wait before he saw his brothers and father again. By then he had lost his foolish pride. He forgave them gladly and welcomed them. For do you know, his dream had come true. He was a ruler in the land of Egypt, far from his boyhood home. Miriam, the good sister. Bad times had come to the children of Israel. The hard-hearted ruler of the land of Egypt, the Pharaoh. He was called, wanted all boy babies killed. Now a couple of the house of Levi had a son. He was a fine, sturdy boy. His mother hid him for 3 months. And when she could not hide him any longer, she took a covered basket of bulrushes, made it watertight with the pitch, and laid the baby in it. Then she put the little boat among the reeds by the riverbank, and the baby's sister Miriam stood at a distance to watch over him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river and saw the basket among the trees. When she opened it and saw the baby, she took pity on him and decided to save him. But someone must care for him, the princess said. Then Miriam stepped bravely forward from her hiding place. Shall I bring a Hebrew woman to nurse the child for you? She asked. Go, said Pharaoh's daughter. So Miriam ran and brought her own mother. The happy mother had her child back, and he grew up safe and sound at home. When he was older, this boy Moses became the greatest leader his people knew. Samuel, the Lord's child. Once a woman named Hannah took her son Samuel to the house of the Lord. Now, before he was born, Hannah had promised her son to the Lord. And so Hannah left her son to serve the Lord at the temple. Each year she came with her husband to offer a sacrifice and to see her son. But Samuel lived in the temple and was taught by Eli the priest. One night when Samuel had lain down to sleep, the Lord called Samuel. Here I am, said Samuel, thinking Eli had called, and he ran to Eli's side. But Eli said, I did not call. Lie down again and sleep. 3 times the Lord called Samuel, and each time Samuel said, Here I am, and ran to Eli's side. At last Eli understood that it was the Lord who called, and he said, Go lie down, and if he calls again, say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So the boy went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood there and spoke to him, telling him all his plans for Samuel, who was to be a prophet of the Lord. David, the shepherd king. David, the youngest of Jesse of Bethlehem, was out in the hills one day tending his father's sheep. It was a lonely life being a shepherd boy, but he did not mind. He had his harp and he played sweet music and made up many songs. There were dangers too, wild animals lurking, but David was brave and strong. Once a lion attacked the sheep and once a bear came and stole a lamb away, but David killed them both, the lion and the bear, and he kept his sheep all safe. Now one of his brothers came over the hill to say he was wanted at home. David went along with no thought of what was waiting for him.
It was Samuel, prophet of the Lord, who was there at his father's house. "I have chosen one of Jesse's sons to be king," the Lord had told Samuel. So Samuel came to Jesse's house, and Jesse brought out his 7 tall sons. When Samuel saw Eliab, the first, he said, "Surely this is the Lord's chosen one," for he was handsome and tall. But the Lord said to Samuel, "I have not chosen him. Do not look at his face or the height of him. The Lord does not see as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him stand before Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Then Jesse made Shammah step forward and each of the 7. But Samuel said no to each. "The Lord has not chosen these. Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest, David," Jesse said. "He is keeping the sheep." "Fetch him here," said Samuel. And when the young boy David appeared, the Lord said to Samuel, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he who shall be king." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and poured it upon David before his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord was with David from then on, because he was pure of heart. And that is the book of exciting Bible stories about kids not so different from themselves. Animal Quiz Book. Once upon a sleepy time, there was a book of facts of some of our favourite animals. Let's begin. What animal lays eggs and has a bill and webbed feet like a duck, but has a flat tail and fur like a beaver? The answer is a platypus. It uses its tail and webbed feet for swimming, and it uses its bill to dig up worms from stream bottoms. Its fur keeps the platypus warm. Next question. What kind of cat has no tail? The answer? The Manx cat has no tail. It also runs with a rabbit-like hop. Next question. What animals sleep all day hanging upside down? Ooh, I wonder if you know this one. Not sure. It's bats. They hunt for food all night and sleep all day hanging by their feet. What a life. Next question. What animal can swallow something wider than itself? The answer, a snake. Most snakes can open their wide mouth enough to swallow things that are wider than their whole body. Next question. What animal can carry something 50 times heavier than its own body? Do you know? It's an ant. Some ants carry huge loads of food, many, many times heavier than their own body weight. Crazy. What animal can change color? Oh, I know this one. It's a chameleon, which is a kind of lizard. It changes color when the light or temperature around it changes. One minute it may be green or yellow, and the next it could be black or brown. It can also become spotted. What bird can fly backward? Oh, I didn't know this one. It's a hummingbird. It can also hover in mid-air. How does a beaver signal danger? I also didn't know this one. So a beaver warns other beavers of danger by slapping its tail on the water. Interesting.
What is the largest animal in the world?
It's a blue whale. It is bigger than the biggest elephant and bigger than the biggest dinosaur that ever lived.
That is huge.
We have blue whales, that migrate past our ocean, heading up north during migration time. Very fascinating to see. What animal sometimes wears a hat to keep cool and sucks up water with its nose?
The answer is an elephant.
Elephants sometimes put mud on top of their head to keep cool. They also suck up water with their trunk and then squirt it onto their mouth or give themselves a shower with it. I didn't know they put mud on their head. That is very cool. What animal carries its baby on its back when it swims?
Well, I thought lots of animals did actually, but the answer is a hippopotamus. Although it is a good swimmer when it is born, the baby hippo often rides on its mother's back.
What large animal builds nests in trees?
And here's a hint, it is not a bird.
Wow, didn't know this. It's a gorilla. Every night the wild gorilla builds a nest for sleeping, either in a tree or on the ground.
What bird keeps its eggs warm by holding it on top of its feet?
Didn't know this one. The emperor penguin. First the mother penguin lays the egg, then the father penguin keeps the egg warm in a fold of skin just above his feet. He stands on the ice for 2 months until the egg hatches. He stands very still to save his energy and stays close to the other father penguins to keep warm. Could you imagine standing there for 2 months?
What bear is a very good swimmer?
It's a polar bear. It paddles with its front legs and sometimes swims far out to sea.
What animal hops on its hind legs and carries its baby in a pouch?
Everyone should know this one. It's a kangaroo. The baby kangaroo, which is called a joey, rides in its mother's pouch until it is 7 or 8 months old. They're very cute to watch.
What breed of dog was trained to rescue people?
Ah, it's the Saint Bernard. I had one of these when I was a kid. They are huge dogs and they slobber everywhere.
So in the past, a Saint Bernard was trained to rescue people who were lost in snowstorms. With its keen sense of smell, it could even find people who were buried under the snow.
What animals live in towns?
Prairie dogs, apparently. They build underground burrows close together like houses in a town. Though they are relatives of squirrels, prairie dogs are called dogs because they warn each other of danger by barking.
Wow, they look like little beavers, actually.
What animal can use its tail as an extra hand?
The answer is a spider monkey.
It can grab things with its tail. It also uses it to hold onto branches so it can keep its hands free to feed itself.
What animals wear special coats in the winter?
So the snowshoe hare, the ermine, and some other animals that live in cold places grow white winter coats. With white fur or feathers, these animals are hard to see against the snow, so they can hide more easily from their enemies.
What animals build cities, wear special coats and hats in winter, and have no tail?
We do. Humans are animals too. We use tools to make and do things that many other animals can't. And that is the book of facts about some of our favourite animals. The Happy Golden ABC. Once upon a sleepy time, there was a book that taught kids their ABCs. Let's begin. A for ant, alligator, and apple. B for baby, bubble, butterfly, bathtub, bib, and ball. C for cow, candle, cake, cookie, and cup. D for dog, duck, and doll. E for elephant, Eskimo, and egg. F for fireman, fish, fire, and foot. G for girl, gate, and goat. H for hammer, house, horse, and hat. I for Indian, ink, and igloo. J for jacket, jar, jack-in-the-box, and jump rope. K for kite, key, kangaroo, lemon, lion, leaf, and ladder. M for mitten, milk, monkey, mouse. N for needle, nut, nurse, and nest. O for olive, octopus. P for pig, pencil, pajamas, peach, pumpkin, and pail. Q for queen and quilt. R for rug, raccoon, and radio. S for sun, sock, saw, and Santa. T for turtle, top, telephone, tomato, and table. U for umbrella. V for vase, valentine, and violin. W for worm, windmill, watermelon, and wagon. X for x-ray, yawn. Sorry, Y for yawn and yarn, and Z for zoo, zebra, and zipper. And that is the book of the ABC. Well, little ones, I hope you enjoyed our bedtime story. It's now time for our nightly prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the earth my soul to keep, that angels watch me through the night and wake me with the morning light. Good night, moon. Good night, stars. Good night, little ones.